all my rowdy friends.
Welcome back to Sports Talk 99.1 FM, 1500 AM KPGM on a Thursday edition of Green Country Kickoff. Time for our Pick'em segment. Tim Bart, Chris Revard joining us. Good evening, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, and we are right here in studio. Coach Bart is right there in his Lazy Boy.
That's right.
It is fall break for him out in Burlington, America.
Exactly.
So he's posted up in his Lazy Boy.
Fall break.
Not doing anything.
He's too fired up.
Got them underwear.
Yep.
That's
a good
watch
mental
the
picture.
Sports Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just watching the Sports
yep.
Center.
Yep. All our great listeners want to listen to Coach Bart talk about setting his underwear.
Well, Coach Revard won last week. He got 9. Well, Coach Bart got 8. I double checked to make sure that was right. Coach Bart missed.
I got screwed somehow.
Coach Bart missed on Barnsdall and Sand Springs and Tulsa
and Bartlesville.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant by Sand Springs. Yeah, and Bartlesville, okay. Sand Springs, okay. And then
I just wanted to point that
slow
out.
Down for the
that's
Dewey
a lock.
Guys.
Yeah,
down.
Then Coach Revard Dewey missed. Guys. Only Coach Revard only missed Dewey and TU last week, so he got pretty close to going perfect.
Yeah, I got almost as close as the Bulldoggers did to Beggs.
Yeah, that's. Unfortunately,
or the
true,
Cardinals.
So. Yeah,
the Cardinals.
Yeah, just
the
had
Nationals.
To bring it up. Just
yeah,
had to bring it up.
Yeah, right at mm-hmm. the right at the beginning there.
Yep.
So we've got a nice slate of games. Week number 7 now, and
I can't believe it's already 7.
Man, isn't it hard to believe that?
Wow,
unreal.
Yeah,
weather's going to be perfect, and looking forward to tonight's contest. So let's go ahead and hop to it. We'll start with both the 8-man teams, Wesleyan Christian School. They lost last week big time to Davenport, 46-47 nothing. Can't remember off the top of my head. But they are on the road at a winless Yale team looking for district win number 1. Coach Bart will go first this week because Coach Revard won last week. By the way, they are now tied. Coach Bart was up by 1. Now Coach Revard has tied him up at 67
apiece. I was up by 3 after you added them last week. Jim,
no.
And Coach Bart will go first. It is Wesleyan Christian School at Yale.
I get cheated every week. I thought Chris took Wesleyan last week.
Nope.
He was all pumped up about it.
He took Davenport.
That's wrong. See?
Oh, doesn't like the Christians, I guess. I think that since Yale hasn't won a game, and we do know that Wesleyan's pretty good, I think we discussed this last week off, being off 2 of the 3 previous weeks. But now I think they're back on track, and I think they're going to win this week.
Yeah, back on track. They got beat 46-47 to nothing, but they're back on track. Yeah, let me tell you, they're going to get back on track this week because they're playing a terrible football team. The Cobb kid
did
will
run wild.
Did we
not talk about and discuss that? They didn't play 2 of the 3 weeks, and it'd be first game of the year.
You're right. You're right.
So back on track would mean that they're back in normal settings, and they've been
2 weeks
practicing.
Again. Yeah, they didn't practice for 2 weeks. They just took 2
but
weeks.
But I do agree
kinda
with
like
you.
Kind of like fall break out in Burlington. Everybody just
I agree leaves. With you 100% that they're going to win because Yale is awful.
There you go. There you go. They're going to get their first district win. Shooting for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't mean to make light of Wesleyan Christian at all, because I do actually think that that's a pretty good football team. They'll have a chance to win some games, maybe even in the playoffs. But that district that Wesleyan Christian is in, Class B7, I'm pretty sure is the district. That you can get yourself in the playoff pretty easily there. There's only 6 teams in the district. And 2 of them are winless so far.
So they have to win 2 ball games.
Yeah. They got to against
exactly.
2 teams that probably aren't going to win a game. So
Them
and DePue may
pretty
very
good
well
chance
decide.
They're gonna win.
Yeah, them and DePue may decide that that 3 seed in the district. So we'll keep our eye on that. But
that's good. That's exciting.
That's awesome.
That is. Good for them.
Coach Revard and Coach Bart both take Wesleyan Christian School. So let's go ahead and go to the other 8-man club, Copan South Coffeyville. It is homecoming in Copan, and they are at home against Regent Prep. Copan, They lost big time last week as well. Both of the eight-man schools didn't do so hot. They fell at Summit Christian 45-0, and they've got Regent Prep at home this Thursday night, and Regent Prep is undefeated. They're 6-0, 1-0 in district play, and they're just killing everybody. Coach Bart.
Man, this could be a bad time for the old Washington County people. I mean, everybody's playing. Once we get in these districts, the schedule sure tightens up. So, I'm sorry to say that Regent Prep could win. This could be over really soon tonight. So, again, you're dealing with one of those prep schools. And that's not a good thing. So that's why the small schools are anti-private schools, because those kids show up from anywhere to play. So going to go with Regent Prep.
Yeah, homecoming. I hope that they do the homecoming ceremony before the game. Do you know?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, because they can be run ruled at halftime.
Yeah.
That's right, or pointed or whatever they call it.
I hope they don't have a dance.
So it could be, because I think Regent Prep's only given up maybe 20 points this year. Check it out over there.
Oh, I know. I had it up a second ago. It's pretty bad. Regent Prep, they have given up 26 points in six games.
26 points, yeah.
And they've scored no less than 48 in every game they've played. So.
And so that means they haven't even played the full game.
And then they're probably not, yeah.
Yeah, because they run.
That's why they need the bump rule.
They're good.
Need the bump rule.
Need the bump. All right, I'm definitely going with Regent Prep tonight. But you know what, Copan, go out and give it your best effort. Enjoy homecoming. Have fun tonight. And, enjoy it while you're there.
Couple 2A schools now. Let's do Caney Valley at Haskell. Caney Valley struggled a week ago again. They're still winless. Probably going to be a little bit later on in the season before Caney Valley can seriously think about getting that first victory. So they've got Haskell, Dewey, Mortis, and Victory Christian left. I thought maybe they had an easier one in there. This one might be the easiest one actually left for Caney Valley. Looking for that first win at 0-6 as they are at Haskell, the second of three straight road games for Caney Valley. Coach Bart.
Well, it's always, when you're picking Caney Valley, it's always hard to pick against them, but it seems like that's been happening a lot. So I don't think they're going to win this week, boys. I think they're still growing and they're still young. So hopefully they'll gain some momentum out of this and get a little experience, but they're not going to win.
Yeah, you're right, Coach Bart. It's hard to pick against them because, you know, you want those kids to win. They work hard all year long, so you want them to win. And I know they're young. And
what are you eating, some Lay's for breakfast over there? What's going on?
Coach Bart,
I'm checking my mail.
He's hungry.
Sounds like you're digging into
some
barbecue potato chips. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. Well,
that's what I'm doing.
I believe that Haskell beat Victory Christian
last
week.
Yeah, they did. So Victory Christian at the end of the year might be another chance.
Maybe so. And I watch Victory. They're not very good. But haven't seen Caney Valley. So going to go with Haskell Haymakers tonight. And, like I said, it's hard to root against Caney Valley. And I don't root against them at all. But I really want them to win. But not going to happen tonight.
Yeah, I hope our picks – I hope we lose every pick that we pick against local people. But it would be a boring show if we just picked every local school to win every time.
So the next one is an interesting one, and this one very well may decide a playoff spot or maybe even the 3 seed in Class A District 5, as Oklahoma Union is at home against Commerce. Both these teams are 4-2. Oklahoma Union has blown out Ketchum and Quapaw in back-to-back weeks. Commerce has pretty much had their way with Colcord and Fairland the last 2 weeks. So a big game for that middle part of Class A 5. It is Commerce at Oklahoma Union tonight, Coach Bart.
OU all the way, baby. Wow. I think this would, if I was there, I'd like to see this game. I think there's two evenly matched teams. I think Oklahoma Union being at home is going to be the difference in this game. And so I think that Oklahoma Union wins.
Yeah, I agree. I think the difference is the home team right here in this game. But don't be writing it down yet, Evan.
Oh, okay.
Like Coach Bart said, this wouldn't be any fun if we didn't change it up. All right, so I'm going to take the Tigers. I'll take the Tigers just for fun. Bart, how's that sound? But I do think that Oklahoma.
Good, I like it.
I think they're going to win.
By the way, it was Class A6. I misspoke earlier. A5 is the Barnstable Huskers.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got false information. That could change it all up.
If you'd like to change your pick based off me misremembering the district number, please do. Please do.
I like how you're always prepared for our show.
I'm doing some of it off the top of my head here. We've got 12 schools. Okay. I'm trying to remember who's starting a quarterback for Bixby tonight. So I've got bigger fish to fry.
I don't think that matters.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does. Let's go to
you. It does.
Caney, Kansas at Parsons. Caney, Kansas. They lost another pretty close one, third in a row for them, and now they're really up against it as far as the playoffs go for the state of Kansas because they only have 9 weeks. So they're a week. They're already a week ahead of us. Caney, Kansas, going to be on the road at Parsons. Nice hour and a half. Trip there for the Bullpups.
What's Parsons' record? Where are they?
That one I don't know.
Yeah,
for
tell
sure.
us no about Parsons.
Don't know.
I don't know. But you know what? I'm gonna get some inside information here.
That's like picking. I mean, my gosh, we don't know anything about Parsons. I'm going with the Bullpups. Although they have hit, you know, their last three games, they just ran into the defending state champions.
Parsons is 2-4, 1-2 in district play. They blew out Baxter Springs, but they've lost by quite a bit to Frontenac and Columbus.
Yeah.
That's why I'm picking the Bullpups.
I'm taking the Bullpups. I'm not gonna
give
have a
the
sympathy.
Points.
I'm not gonna have a sympathy pick here for Coach Bart, so I will take the Bullpups as well.
Okay, good. So let's go to Barnsdall. This is another interesting game. I think the Panthers are pretty good, but they're up against it tonight at home against the team that is threatening Pawhuska. This is in the correct Class A District 5. Those are two of the six undefeated teams left in Class A 5, Pawnee and Pawhuska, or six undefeated teams left in Class A, I beg your pardon, but the two undefeated in District 5. So Barnsdall up against the other really good team with Pawhuska at that district at home against Pawnee tonight.
I got to go with Pawnee. One, they're undefeated, but Barnstall let me down last week. I went out and took them. You know, I took them on the limb with Hominy, and they won. They weren't very good last week, but I think Pawnee's pretty good. I think Pawhuska Pawnee is going to be a great matchup.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree.
When we get to that game, but I'm taking Pawnee.
Yep, I think this is going to be a game of controlling the ball. I think Pawnee will do that tonight, and probably dominate them late in the second half and kind of take it over. You know, Pawnee's way physical football team, they'll get after you. And so going to take the Pawnee Black Bears.
By the way, if you're a Barnsdall fan listening and you've only kind of paid attention so far this year, there is a big, big game tonight for Barnsdall's playoff implications between Mortison and Tonkawa. Because those are the two teams ahead of Barnsdall and will finish behind Pawhuska and Pawnee in Class A5. Barnsdall lost to Mortison last week by 24-22. So if you're Barnsdall, you probably want Mortison to win in order to knock Tonkawa down a peg because you've still got a game left with Tonkawa. You've already beaten Hominy. You're probably going to take care of both Woodland and Drumright. So it's probably going to come down between Mortison, Tonkawa, and Barnsdall for those final two spots in Class A5. Barnsdall already lost to Mortison, so anyway, keep your eye on that score if you're a Panther fan tonight. That's going to be a big one in Class A5. Moving on.
And that's going to be a good game also, though. Yeah. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah, that Class A5 is, I mean, that's a good district. I mean, those teams at the top of there. Mortison, I mean, you got the defending state champion in Tonkawa. You got Mortison, and then you got two of the six undefeated teams in the class.
That's right.
Pawhuska and Pawnee.
There's going to be at least one team staying home.
Yeah,
that's a good team.
Out of those three,
And possibly two.
Yeah.
You know, realistically. You know, Barnstall and Hominy could be staying at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's just a bad draw, getting in a bad district.
So let's go and move to Nowata, where the Ironmen are the talk of the town here. Nowata's gone 3-0 in district play, and they're going to take on a winless Shoto Meizi team tonight.
And we are talking about two completely different districts of what we just talked about and what we are talking about now. We had a really, really good district, now we got a really, really poor district.
Yeah, I know.
You're right.
It's crazy.
But the key this week is Nowata is getting better. And we knew they were young.
Yeah.
And now they're getting in district play.
Mark,
and they're actually playing a lot better. Yeah,
they're in second place, yep.
They are in second
and
place.
And I picked them every week. I picked them. The Dewey boy can't pick them. But, I mean, I've been picking. I believe in the Ironman right now.
Absolutely. And, well, got to this week because they're playing a team that hadn't won a game.
So, now they'll probably lose. But I think Nowata wins this game, and I'm proud of how those young kids are stepping up and playing and getting better, and it shows that good things are coming for Dewey. I mean, for Nowata football.
He said football.
Football.
Yeah, they're playing Shoto. They're no good. Nowata's going to continue to win. Looking at that third spot. You know, in the playoffs, what if they probably play Ader next week? Or
yeah, let's see here. Nowata's upcoming schedule, they got Metro Christian at home, and that's the district leader.
Loss.
And then they're at Ader, and then they have
Wyandotte
at home.
Yeah. Finish the Wyandotte. So it'll come down between them and
– they'll be playing Wyandotte last game of the year.
For the third or fourth
spot. Right.
You're right.
That's exactly right.
You're right.
So we both pick Nowata. Let's go to Pawhuska. Pawhuska, believe it or not, we're here week 7. We talked about how it was kind of odd that we're already there. Pawhuska will play Hominy on the road tonight, and they will not have another game against a Class A opponent until they play Pawnee week 10 of the season. They've got a bye week in there, and then they also have the Tulsa Union sophomore team coming because no Langston Hughes football this year. That's going to be a week from tonight. So they've got back-to-back Thursday games, tonight against Hominy. Then they've got Tulsa Union sophomore a week from tonight. Then they're off, and then they have Pawnee, that big one, to round out the regular season all the way on November the 8th. So this is by far the last kind of test for Pawhuska before they play a game that will likely be for the Class A5 championship.
Well, that is a weird schedule there. You know, Bartlesville, 6A2, East and West, both, they had the Oklahoma City schools that created the 9-team schedule and the bye week. And I just don't think that's fair to all the schools. And, I mean, they've got to do something about that. But that being said, I think Pawhuska next couple weeks are going to be good. Just practice, get ready. They're going to win the district. And they're going to have a chance to what are they rated right now? What do they got them in the rating?
They're 4. Most obviously there's 1,000 different ones, but most people have them about 4 or 5, and then Pawnee at like 6 as the last team of the undefeated people at the top.
Right.
If you're curious,
so in
Class A, the undefeated teams are Stroud, Rejoice Christian, Pawnee, Pawhuska, Cashin, Minko. Those are your undefeated teams in Class A.
Now, I know Cashin is really good. I think they've been ranked number 1. And I've got some insight on them, but they're really good. But I think this will be a good week. There's going to be a good couple weeks for Pawhuska, and I know Coach will agree that these are games you go into and you just try to get us don't get anybody hurt.
That's right.
Let's keep working, developing our kids. Mm-hmm. Let's try to work on some things, some schemes and different things. And
the hard part about it is you still want to keep that rhythm and you want to keep the kids engaged in the routine. And that's kind of tough. But you know what? They're going to Hominy Bucks, they're just not a team that they're just going to walk over. You know, and now do I think they're going to beat Pawhuska? No, I don't. I mean, I'm.
But you're right. I mean, you got to show up and play.
Oh, yeah, they got to play. Next week against, you know, Tulsa Union sophomores, I don't have any idea. Didn't Barnstall play them?
They played
Owosses JV. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And pounded them. And I know those guys haven't been there before. Those JV and sophomore, they don't tell their kids. They don't want to go in and beat a varsity team. They want to give those kids the opportunity to play.
Just let them play. You're right.
Well, yeah, just let him play.
The part that kind of sucks about the whole deal is your preparation on Pahuska's part to prepare for a sophomore team. You're not going to get film, or you're not going to get anything like that on a sophomore team. So
No.
So,
you know, they can only play so many games.
Kevin came in here.
So you prepare on yourself.
Kevin come in here and just shook his head
at you. Oh, God, what's he doing?
He's working. He's busy. He's way busy.
Tell him to go sell some.
He wants to join the show.
He needs to go sell some advertising.
We won't let him. We won't let him in.
Yeah, if he'd go sell some advertising, we could get some new headphones around here. My God.
Okay, let's move on to Dewey at Kiefer. Yeah, Dewey at Kiefer. Big one tonight for the Bulldoggers against another kind of a playoff caliber team, a better team that's improved in 2A. So Dewey, Kiefer, Bulldoggers coming off that drubbing against Beggs a week ago. Kiefer is tied with Dewey in the district standings right now. They're 3-3 overall. So this one is one that's got some playoff implications in 2A3.
And you said this game's at Dewey?
It's at Kiefer.
Oh, that doesn't bother me any. I'm still going with the Bulldogs. I think they are. I'll tell you what. Kevin, after that loss, that's one, you know, as a coach, you throw the tape away. You don't even watch film. There's no good watching film. You try to get it out of the kid's mind. And to, you know, this weekend and today, he is just trying to keep his kids positive and motivated and just wipe that away. Let's move on and go get a win. And I think the Doggers will get back on the win track tonight.
Well, Coach Turner, he pulled a pretty good move last week. I know the score was awful, 75-0, but they got down 21-0, had a couple turnovers and got down 21-0 in the first quarter, and he just pulled all his starters and said, "Okay, we're not going to do this. We're going to get out of here healthy because we got a shot to be, you know, third place in this district, and so we're not going to get anybody hurt." So it's one of those decisions that sometimes the other team's better than you. So let's get out and let's set our kids up for success for the next week. And that's what he did, and I respect that. I think that's a great, great deal. And also let some of those younger ones play. Let them get that experience. So that's why the score was so out of hand like it was. Going to Kiefer tonight. I'm going to tell you, Kiefer's, they are better than what they were last year. They are not a bad football team at all. They got a couple twins on the offense and defensive line. I believe they're juniors, and they're pretty good players. And I know they're tough as nails too. So the Bulldogs are going to have to block those two boys up. And but definitely think Bulldogs are going to win here in a close game. Coach Turner is way, way smart offensively, and if they can get a turnover or two, he's going to score, and he'll put it out of reach for them. You know, they can play the old back and forth, touchdown here, touchdown there. But, you know, get them a turnover, they're going to win. Bulldogs tonight.
There you go. Both of you picked Dewey. Last high
school.
Go ahead, Coach.
Hey, speaking of, let me throw this in. So, Cashin, you know, we were talking about Cashin. Well, they won last week like 82-0 or something. So, I was talking to their basketball coach, and the soup there used to be my assistant at Moore, but we were talking. So, and I was teasing about, you got to try hard to beat somebody 82-0. And they go, nope. So if you've read anything or known that this guy decided he's going to be a disciple of that Arkansas coach that goes for it on every fourth down.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
He onside every kick. Every
yeah.
So he was, they were fourth and 15 from their like 4-yard line, and they're going for it. Oh, and turning gosh. It over, and they, you know, run one play and another touchdown. So, I mean,
oh, my lands.
You look at that score and you're going, well, the guy's an idiot. No wonder they got beat 82-0.
What happened to that Mod coach is on suspension?
He suspended, what, three games?
Three games.
Take a break.
Well, I'll tell you this, it's going to be worse than three games because as soon as the year's over, they're going to fire him. He's done. He's done.
So let's do the last high school game here. Bartlesville at home against the 6A2 state champion Bixby Spartans tonight.
Oh, my gosh. This is not going to be pretty. You know, Bixby's just really good, and they've been scoring a ton of points. They're just offensively, they've been they're on like a 3-year run about offensively just being good. And we're in a cycle.
They're just good at being
good. It was a few years ago, we were competing with them and winning back and forth, and now they've held it and sustained it. And you know, it's kind of sad because their soup was the one that pushed the whole, let's go 6A 1 and 2. And since they've done it, they've won like every state championship. I hate to say it, but Bixby's going to win. But, God, I hope they don't. I would be so happy for Bartlesville.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've seen Bixby this year, and I'm not sure they are not the best football team in all the classes this year. Including 6A1. I mean, they are good. They are
right.
They're offensively, like you said, they're not huge, but they got skill players everywhere you look on the field. And it's going to come down to them and Stillwater for the state championship again, which I can't wait to see that one, because I talked to Coach Dilbeck over at Ponca City, and he saw Stillwater, and he said that Stillwater is legit this year. You know, the Gundy kid obviously playing quarterback, and he's got some other players around him. So that's going to be a great state championship game again. But, you know, they're going to be too much for the Bruins to handle tonight. Keep it close and you know, pull out all the tricks. You don't have anything to lose. So
don't get anybody hurt.
That's right.
Move on.
And I do want to mention, too, I was kind of going over the 6A East Side 2 standings a little bit. I'm interested to see what happens with Sepulpa going forward now, because it looks like if Bartlesville can beat Ponca City and Shawnee, and that's not, you know, any kind of a shoe-in at all, but if they could beat both Ponca and Shawnee, it'll probably be between the Bruins and Sepulpa for that final playoff spot. And I'm interested because Sepulpa's quarterback got hurt. And they got dropped pretty good by Muskogee last week. They're probably going to lose again at Booker T. Washington. But when Sepulpa's playing Shawnee, Sand Springs, and Ponca in three straight weeks at the end of the regular season, if Sepulpa drops one of those and Bartlesville can end up winning one of those games against, or both those games against Ponca and Shawnee, you could see a three-way tie perhaps between the Bruins and
a three-way tie.
They need a three-way tie.
They have to and get a few points. That's it.
So, and then, right. And they have a little bit of advantage with points after beating Sand Springs by 15. I don't know if everyone will do that last week. So we'll be interesting. There is a scenario out there. I don't know if it's likely, but there is a scenario that could get Bartlesville within earshot of the playoffs. And, of course, if they beat Muskogee, then that would be a deal breaker as well for the Bruins.
Evan, tell me a little bit about the Bruins win. I mean, what kind of click? I know the running back had like four touchdowns, but Ben Winters played pretty well. Did the defense step up? Or
defense was pretty good early. It was, I think they scored on 4 out of 5 possessions and got 4 or 5 straight stops toward the end of the second quarter, and then it was just they were up by 20 and it was over.
Yeah, it wasn't even near as close. I mean, the first play of the game, Sand Springs runs a little flicker.
It was 14-7 Sand Springs.
And then they had a pick six. Yep. Sand Springs had a pick six early. And other than that, you know, they didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And the Bruins just ran the ball right at them. You know, they kept running counter and running trap. And
the impressive thing to me was that they did it with a decent pass game without Shane Simpson, who came out as, I think, kind of just a decoy the first couple plays. But he didn't have a target, I don't think, all night. And he spread the ball around. They got a few other people. Caden Davis got a couple touchdowns, and they looked pretty good. So,
They did.
That team will beat Shawnee and Ponca City. But we'll see if they can keep it up, and they got a tough one against Bixby tonight. A couple college games. Let's go with Oklahoma State first. Oklahoma State at home against Baylor. Undefeated Baylor Bears, number 18 in the country. For some reason, Las Vegas has the Cowboys as a 4-point favorite in that one.
Oh, they should be. Go ahead, Mark.
They should be. Baylor should have lost 3 games. You know, they beat Tech on the officials' ruling, made a bad call, and they shouldn't have beat Iowa State either. So they're lucky. And if you ever want to know what the true ratings are, go to the Vegas line. They'll tell you what the true ratings are because you're putting money up. But homecoming, I know a bunch of celebs are supposed to be back in town. I'm sure Evan's already Orange Fountain.
Celebs? Are you one of those, Evan?
Yeah, I'm definitely one of the celebs.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you that I've been waiting 7 high school football seasons for fall break in Oklahoma to line up with Oklahoma State's homecoming, so I can go to walk around tomorrow. So it's my return to walk around.
How exciting!
Yeah,
you're gonna be like a kid at the county fair. I'm excited. Gonna be so whapped. That's awesome. I'm happy for you. Cowboys are gonna win this game. They are going to win. I know they've been down here lately and haven't played real well, but you got to remember they're playing a freshman quarterback and they're going to get better. I think they beat Baylor.
They haven't played bad. You know, you say they played.
Well, they played bad at Lubbock.
They didn't play.
They played bad at Lubbock.
Their quarterback played bad. He had 5 turnovers. You're not going to beat anybody with 5 turnovers.
No.
Otherwise, they didn't play bad, but you know, that's just part of the growing pains for that poor kid, and he got a week off to redeem himself, and I don't even think this game is close, to be honest.
There's not a lot of Kiefers in Division I football. So, I mean, you got to go play no matter where you're at.
And then OU will play its 5th 11 a.m. kickoff before they play their 6th 11 a.m. kickoff in a row next week when they host West Virginia Saturday morning.
Those 11 o'clocks are hard, boys.
Yeah, it's awful.
You got to start drinking at 8:30. I mean, that's hard. My gosh. Who's at the fair getting a corn dog and a beer by 8 o'clock? That was hard.
That's why you're still sitting in your chair in your underwear.
That's right.
He hasn't recovered.
Yeah, I haven't I haven't recovered yet. I've still been in rehab. Betty Ford. I think that Cowboys will win. I think the Cowboys are really good. And last week, I think everybody.
Wait a minute. We already picked the Cowboys. We're on Oklahoma now.
Oh, sorry. Sooners.
It's the Sooners.
Sooners. I'm sorry. I told you I'm still recovering.
We're getting kicked off the air.
The Sooners' defense came alive. We saw what is going to be a mainstay in the future as soon as Coach gets all of his defensive players on that side of the ball. But 9 That's sacks, right. I mean, I was sitting there, I'm telling you, I was worried to death. As a coach, you've all been there. They totally dominated the game. And at any point, they could have still lost the game.
Yeah, that's right.
And you couldn't separate. You couldn't pull away from them. Mm-hmm. At one point, it was a 3-point game. If Texas does something, you know, and throws a touchdown, you lose. So, I mean, I was worried to death about that. But our defense did win us the game, and I'm excited about the way they play. They're all downhill. They're running. They're fast. They're attacking.
Well,
I think the Cowboys – I think Sooners win this game easy.
The difference is they're fundamentally sound. You know, they're mm-hmm. the same. A lot of them are the same athletes, but they're fundamentally sound. They play hard, and fundamentally they're all in position where they need to be. Now, they might get trucked and ran over for a touchdown, or they might get beat on a heck of a catch, but, you know, they're in position to make a play.
I like what the Texas quarterback had to say. He said, you know, I don't think they're worried about schemes. It's just play hard and go attack. And they don't have to worry about all this stunting and doing everything. Yeah. And he subs. If you notice, they sub a ton on defense.
Yeah.
And that gives them fresh, and he just tells them, go as hard as you can, and we'll get somebody else in there.
Yeah.
So they're fun to watch, man.
They are good. They're good. This week, not even going to be close. Sooners going to dominate West Virginia. Thank goodness. And
Austin
maybe,
Kendall
maybe
might
someday.
Not even play, it sounds like, by the way.
Yeah. And maybe
what
someday
is
we
the
might,
line?
Oh, man. I looked earlier. I thought it was 30-something. 33.5. That's about as big as they've had.
Wow.
So,
not even close. Not even close.
Wow.
I hope
Austin Kendall's not going to play, huh?
He was questionable, I think, from what I saw.
Yeah, would you want to play?
He don't want to go face. No. He don't want to play the Sooners after watching either. What they did to Texas.
I know it.
He don't want to get sacked 9 times.
That hurts.
Exactly right.
Coach Mark.
How good is CD? How good is CeeDee Lamb?
Way good. NFL player. No doubt about it.
A first rounder.
Yep. Coach Bart, yeah. Put on some clothes today. Get dressed. Do something productive. Go out and watch
a game
tonight.
I don't want to.
Do something productive. You've recovered?
I don't want to. I'm just going to chill. Well, the construction guys are coming to remodel two bathrooms, so I got to get around.
Yeah. All of our great listeners want to listen about Coach Bart sitting around his underwear and redoing his bathrooms.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah. I got it.
Evan, thank
something.
You.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Good luck to everybody. Good luck to everybody.
Go back to work, Chris.
That's right.